Facebook, you can do what they call status updates. And I think you've got less than 140 characters, but this is literally just to say. And it actually says, it would say, for instance, on my Facebook, David is, and then you type what you're doing at this moment in time. So David is currently doing the Southside podcast. A lot of people have taken to updating their status now on their mobile, but a lot of people will just, I think, update their Facebook statuses with the most inane drivel. I think I'm going to start reading. I'm probably going to lose a lot of friends here, but I might start on the podcast reading out people's Facebook statuses, because some of the drivel that they write, just the most inane rubbish. So for instance, recently I had a friend who updated her Facebook status on her mobile. Normally she changes her Facebook status about every 3 hours. So she changes her Facebook status to Nicola is standing in a queue. Well, thanks for letting us know about that. I mean, you know, goodness knows how that's going to affect our lives, but fair enough, Nicola is in a queue. Anyway, somehow something must have happened. She didn't update her status. Normally, I say she updates her status every 3 hours, but she didn't update her status till 3 days later. So if anybody went on to see how the queue situation was still going, it was still said Nicola is in a queue. You know, now, okay, if you're a very literal-minded kind of person, that would therefore mean, surely, she's lying, isn't she? Because Nicola isn't in a queue. She was only in the queue for 15 minutes. She hadn't been conscientious enough to think, for all my doting fans here who are interested that Nicola is in a queue, she obviously thought that someone was interested that Nicola was in a queue. Well, maybe she should have thought about changing that, because, you know, you log on 3 days later, as far as we're concerned, you're still in that queue. Well, you're not, though, are you? You're getting on with your life, doing whatever you're doing. Sat there, refreshing the screen, going, is she still in the queue? My goodness, she's still in the queue. This is unbelievable. What weird the heck is she? One little more anecdote that a friend told me about something that happened over Facebook. There was a couple, and I think they just got to know each other. And by looking at both of their Facebooks, you could see how they'd met and things like this. And you could see that they were getting quite friendly towards each other. And my friend was reading it from the perspective of his friend John. So John, we're taking this from John's perspective, and he first going up, I've just met this beautiful girl, Michelle. You know, I'm really looking forward to meeting her, and I hope, you know, things are going really well. That's his first day's update. The next day, looks like things are going pretty well with me and Michelle. I think we're arranging a meeting date. Next day, really looking forward. We've set a date in stone. Next week, we're going to meet each other at a pub or something and have a little chat and talk things through. As the day goes on, we suddenly get photographs of the two of them when they've met once before, and when they were just friends, and they get photographs, and you can tag people in photographs. And what that basically means is, so there's a photograph of John and Michelle. Michelle has tagged John in the photo, saying, you were in this photo. It's just a way of saying, so-and-so is in this photo, you might want to have a look. And then John tags Michelle. So it's all very nice, you know. They've now got photographs of each other up on Facebook, and it's turning into a nice little story, you know, and people who are watching this are getting Facebook updates constantly about how brilliant the relationship's going and how they both can't wait to meet each other. Anyway, so you cut forward a few days. John's really excited about it, and he's writing, this is going to be brilliant. Just one day to go before I meet the lovely Michelle. Listen, I'm really looking forward. My life is, it feels like it, yeah, I've got a breath of fresh air and I've been given a second chance. And you're seeing all these status updates, and he's probably forgotten. He's probably just thinking, he's probably just writing from the heart, forgetting that everybody else around him is seeing all this developing and flashing up on the screen. Anyway, it comes to the day of the date, and he's really looking forward to it now. Today's the day, he writes in block capitals. Just 6 hours to go before I meet the lovely Michelle. 5 hours to go. 4 hours to go. 3 hours to go. He's doing these constant updates. Everyone's really excited now. People are probably holding a party at this point just to see what happens. It gets to the time of the date, and then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, we think, oh my goodness, they're in the middle of the date now. How are things going, I wonder? Status update flashes on John's Facebook, and it says, I've arrived at the restaurant. Sure, this is the right place. Michelle hasn't turned up yet. Maybe caught in traffic or something. Or maybe, you know, choosing which dress to wear. You know what women are like. So I think I'll get myself another drink. Settle my nerves. Brilliant, says the little status update there on Facebook. So we think, oh, well, she's a little bit late. 10 minutes later. Still no sign of Michelle. Getting another drink just to settle my nerves, you know. It then gets to 3/4 of an hour later. And flashing up on Facebook is, John is really annoyed with Michelle. How dare she do this? Just treating me like a piece of dirt. Who is Brian? Oh my goodness, you know, like, devastation around the Facebook world. Hundreds of people have had this flashing up on the screen. We've been living vicariously through John. And now, who's this Brian? We all hate this Brian. If you're listening, and you Brian, who are you? We're not happy with this Brian. Anyway, later on, we look on the Facebook and we see Michelle has deleted John. Michelle and John are no longer friends. Well, that wasn't the end of it. John thought, right, that's it. I'm going to get my own back now. So he starts on tagging Michelle from all of his photos. So now, one by one, he's doing it. And you can see John has removed a photograph of John and Michelle. Happy days. John has removed another photograph from the photo album John and Michelle Together. John has... And then you see Michelle has removed a photograph. John and Michelle Forever. You know, all these photographs systematically being removed one by one, the pieces of their relationship that never really was crumbling. David Eagle.